Good morning, Sheffield. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of July, 2026, and this is your Rate Good Sheffield update. Let's start in the city centre, because the Sheffield Grand Prix takes over today. Some of the city centre streets will be transformed into a 1.4-kilometre race circuit, with temporary road closures in place from around 2:30 this afternoon until 11 o'clock tonight. A number of bus services will also be diverted, so if you're heading into town later, it's worth planning ahead and giving yourself a bit of extra time. And staying with travel, the Woodhead Pass remains closed because of the major wildfire in Derbyshire. The A628 is still shut between Flouch and Hollingworth, and National Highways says the closure is expected to remain in place until at least Monday, the 27th of July, depending on firefighting progress. It's one of the main routes between Sheffield and Greater Manchester, so the closure continues to cause significant disruption. Meanwhile, IKEA Sheffield is due to reopen tomorrow after being closed since Sunday. The store was evacuated following a safety concern and has remained shut while checks have been carried out. No injuries were reported, and the reopening will be very welcome news for anyone who has spent the last few days desperately needing some flat pack furniture, meatballs, or, of course, another Allen key. Rail passengers are also continuing to face disruption. East Midlands Railway is running a reduced intercity timetable with no confirmed end date. Several direct Sheffield to London services have been removed, while some of the remaining trains are running with fewer carriages. The RMT has also announced planned strike action on the 1st, 8th and 15th of August over what the union says are unresolved safety concerns. There's also been a major report into the finances of South Yorkshire Police. An independent review has found accounting and governance failures linked to around £65 million of capital spending. The South Yorkshire Mayoral Combined Authority says no police money was missing or misappropriated, and says stronger financial controls have now been introduced. In the courts, a man has pleaded not guilty to the murder of Sheffield mum Shanice Brooks. The 30-year-old was fatally shot outside a bar on West Street in May. Jamel Roan, who is also 30, appeared at Sheffield Crown Court and denied murder and wounding with intent while admitting possessing a handgun. The case will continue through the courts. Looking ahead to the weekend, Tramlines returns to Hillsborough Park this Friday. Around 100,000 attendances are expected across the three-day festival, with Fatboy Slim, Cortinas and Wolf Alice among the headline acts. There'll be special tram arrangements and changes to some bus services, so even if you're not going to the festival, expect the Hillsborough area to be much busier than usual. And there's more family entertainment arriving tomorrow, with Sheffield by the Seaside returning to the Peace Gardens. It runs until the 29th of August and is free to attend, although some rides and individual activities may cost extra. And finally, if you're looking for something to do today, there's loads going on across Sheffield. There's Kalina Art Summer Camp this morning, Get Writing at the Writer's Workshop, a crystal necklace workshop this afternoon, and children's art classes later today. Tonight, there's Dog Life Drawing at Church, Temple of Fun, Kellam Makes at Kellam Island Museum, an augmented reality detective experience, Georgia Nevada at the Greystones, KWR Life Drawing at Hagler's Corner, and Speed Dating at Manahatta. There's also Wild Play at Greno Woods, the monthly murder club in Walkley, and One Year Without Aussie at Sydney and Matilda. So whether you fancy cycling, live music, art, dating, detective work, or simply trying to get across the Pennines, there is definitely plenty going on. That's your Rate Good Sheffield update for Wednesday, the 22nd of July. Have a brilliant day, Sheffield. And don't forget, you can listen to Sheffield Essentials on DAB Plus across South Yorkshire, and you can catch up with all our latest podcasts at sheffieldpodcast.co.uk/listen.